Continuing our study of the Ramban, Parshas Lech Lecha of course begins with the command. Avram is given the test to leave his home and to travel to Eretz Yisrael, to the land that he will be shown. She doesn't even know where he's going, and after he gets there, and he's given the promise that this will be the land that he will receive to give to his children for all generations, the first thing that happens upon his arrival, the Torah says, Vayhi ra'av ba'aretz. There was a famine in the land. Vayered Avram Mitzrayim. Therefore Avram had to go down to Mitzrayim to dwell there out of the famine. There was nothing to do. He couldn't stay in Eretz Yisrael. Rashi points out that this was a nisayon, this was a test that Avraham received, that here he was receiving this promise of this land, this beautiful place where he will dwell, his children will dwell, the land of bounty, and the first thing that happens upon getting there is a famine. He can't be there. So Rashi says it was a test to see whether or not will he question the words of Hashem, will he think about it, will he be unclear exactly what Hashem wants from him, that here he promised him this land and now he's made it impossible, forcing him out, will he remain true with his emunah after receiving that prophecy. The Ramban agrees with Rashi that this was a test. That he's clear with, the fact that the first thing that happens upon his arrival is a famine. He agrees that that's a test, but he has a totally different approach exactly as to what that test was. The Ramban writes, v'dah, you need to know, and the Ramban, if you would not write these words, we would not be able to say them ourselves, but the Ramban writes, ki Avram avinu chata chet gadol b'shkaga, sinned unwittingly, sinned a great sin. Shehavi ishto hasadekes b'michshol avon b'pnei pachto penya hargenu. When Avram, of course, gets down to Mitzrayim, he says to his wife, "Sorry, you need to say that you are my sister." He was afraid that they would kill him in order to take her. Says the Ramban, that was a mistake that Avraham does, that to Sarah, saying that on his way down to Mitzrayim to tell everybody that she was his sister. He needed to have bitachon. He needed to have trust, he needed to have faith that everything would be okay on his way down to Mitzrayim. And it was a mistake that he did that, having Sarah say that she was his sister. Then says the Ramban, not only that, gam yitziyoso min ha'aretz, the very fact that he left, forget about the fact that once he got there, he told Sarah to say that she was his sister. The fact that he left Eretz Yisrael, says the Ramban, avon asher chot ki elokim berov yifdenu mimevetz, was also a chet, because Hashem would certainly have redeemed him from death during the famine. He should have stayed. Yes, it was a famine. Yes, it was a test. Would he make it? Would he not make it? But he should have stayed. And even after he left, he should have then said that he should have had bitachon, that being able to stay, he should have had bitachon in that he would not have had any problems with the mitzvah when he got down there with Sarah. Says the Ramban in the conclusion of this, V'al ha-maisa ha-zeh nigzer al-zaro ha-golus b'yeretz Mitzrayim b'yad paro. It was because of this maisa that the gzeira happened, that the Jewish people would have to go down to Mitzrayim and have the horrible Sheba, the difficulties that we would have in the hands of Paro, out of Avram's going down to Eretz Mitzrayim, which he never should have done, and having put Sarah in such a situation. Now that idea of the Ramban, this is a very fundamental idea, number one, in that the Ramban is willing to say that the Avos made mistakes, as great as they were, and as on a level which we cannot perceive and relate to. On their level, there were things with Ezra and Ban which you need to understand and you need to know weren't perfect, and that's part of the fact that they were humans and not malachim. Beyond where the Rishonim and the Gemara says their chataim, that we can't do. One cannot say more than that, but where the Rishonim say, that we need to take and learn from, where those words and what we can take from them. From the fact that the Ramban says that it was on this Maisa, that it was Nigzer al-Bonov, Galus is a very, I don't want to be controversial, but a subject to great machlokas, whether or not, from the Ramban's words, it sounds like it was because of this mistake that Avram left Eretz Yisrael to go down to Mitzrayim. As a result of that, there is a gezerah of his children to go down and have the Shibud of Mitzrayim. Many of the Mefarshim morals, particularly on the first several prakim of Gevuras Hashem, we discusses the whole episode of Pesach, discusses at great length. Avram was, of course, the pillar of Emunah, and the fact that the Jewish people had to go down to Mitzrayim was for sure preordained. It was part of the whole program. The Mitzrim and the Jewish people are such opposites. A nation had to be born out of Mitzrayim. It wasn't out of any result of any Maisa that's why we ended up down in Mitzrayim. That's what needed to be. But the Ramban's language is such, Al Hamaisa Hazeh Nigzer Al Zaro Hagol Spirits Mitzrayim Biad Powers. And from this Maisa, that the Gzera was on his children. And he brings this as an example also of the idea of Maisa of Osim in the bottom, which we'll discuss, and we'll discuss several other places. That which takes place to the fathers will eventually be a sign, a simon, what will happen to us much later. And as he writes, the fact that Avram went down to Mitzrayim and he was given all sorts of trouble, but at the end he leaves with great wealth, is what would eventually happen to Klal Yisrael and the Jewish people as they would eventually go down to Mitzrayim, of course suffer great difficulties and leave with great wealth. But there'll be other instances in which we'll discuss Maisa of Osimin Abanim. That's the Ramban in his discussion, this arguing with Rashi exactly where the Nisayon was on the famine. Was it a Nisayon not to question Hashem, or Nisayon whether or not he would actually stick it out in Eretz Yisrael?